Did you think you had permission to listen to anything else? You're listening to the John and Kane Show with your hosts, John and Kane. Let the party begin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday, December 15th.
Yeah.
My birthday's a few days away.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
No one cares what I think.
Thank you, Producer Thomas.
You are 9 days away from your birthday.
Well, you know, speaking of thinking, on today's show, Mindset is going to be in.
Mindset. Yes. I heard about this. This is a fantastic app.
So Kara's going to be in. We're going to talk about this. We may even wear the stuff, too.
I'd be down with that, just to see how calm we are during the show.
A little bit.
We fight with each other.
But she's going to be with us for the next three breaks. Put your hands together for the one, the only, our sex therapist, Lindsay Walden.
Yay, Lindsay! Welcome back. Thanks for being so generous with your toys on Friday. And now you brought something else. You're sort of, it's like the shake weight. You're using it like the shake weight.
That thing looks really, really heavy you're holding. What is that?
No, it's not really heavy. This is the Playmate. This is actually one of our redesigned toys. And I love that Producer Thomas is like.
It looks like a C-sleeve.
No, it is. It's a C-sleeve. It's essentially kind of like any of the, like the fleshlights that are like, completely closed. This is kind of like that, but in a sleeve. Right.
Yeah.
It's like the internal part of it. Okay. And so basically it's very stretchy. Like, see, I can anything could fit inside this. Like a Coke bottle could fit inside this.
You could birth a baby through that thing?
But basically,
can you throw this one at me?
I can throw this one at you. This one's kind of football.
Throw it really hard.
I'm ready. Wow.
Nice.
I said throw it at my face, and you throw it like you
wanted the C-ring in your face? That's
no,
weird.
That's not what I wanted.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, wow. Sorry, I tried to
break
things.
You wanted the masturbation sleeve right in your face. That's
okay.
So weird.
Dude.
Now, obviously, right now, it doesn't have lube on it, but John is like fingering it or something.
Don't bang it up against
the... I just said that.
Don't do that.
Don't bang it.
These things are awesome.
It doesn't squeak when you bang it.
They're awesome.
They are. And so the thing is, it can be used on your own. It can be used with a partner. You can do things, you know, like you can spice things up with somebody. You can use it as foreplay. You can use it, like I said, and it is reversible. Kane just figured that out. It has two sides. And so you can reverse it.
Kane.
It's got nubbies on one side that are a little softer. And on the other side, it's a little more rigid.
Yeah.
More like the internal feel potentially of, you know, other body parts that have a bit
of
a rigidness.
And then you can actually grab it and squeeze as hard as you want.
Exactly. As hard as you want. Exactly.
Right.
And that's part of the reason I love the Playmate. It was a redesign of a toy that, you know, in the past it kind of looked a little funny, but see how stretchy it is? Now, here's something interesting.
Put an eye
almost,
out.
If you are utilizing said toy, kind of like Kane was just doing, throw it back and I'll show you.
Yeah.
So if you're utilizing it over yourself.
Pretend that is myself.
Correct. Sorry, I have to kind of give a demonstration.
I don't have 56 beads, but that should be fine.
So let's say that you're over things like this, okay? If you close off the top and hold the base down at the base and you start to do this, it can simulate the feeling of oral sex.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to be right back.
And I love that Thomas is over here so excited.
Oh, it does.
Oh, it does. He is like all about it. I think I've sold like one to Thomas.
Maybe
Thomas is like, sign me up. This is Thomas's Christmas.
Maybe we need Thomas's testimonial on these things. And notice I said testimonial. I didn't.
But I love it because I love
the fact
ridiculous.
That Thomas can Our next guest who is sitting here listening to this in the green room is just going to get a horrible
Our next guest is not uptight. You're making her look uptight, and she is not.
I'm not making her look like anything. Okay, fine.
Yes,
he's telling
are.
Us to wrap. All right, when we come back, we'll continue
on. Don't you know that sex relaxes the mind and the mood?
Yeah,
and
I have no idea that, Lindsay. I'm a man. I have no idea.
Right. That's why you were so excited about the Playmate.
When we come back, Lindsay Walden, we'll continue. Two more breaks. John and Kane Show. Kane just said morning ood wood.
Okay.
That's what he said.
But off the air.
I know. But
wasn't for the listener.
I'm still stuck with it.
Now it is.
Lindsay Walden, ladies and gentlemen.
Lindsay! Yay!
Our sexual therapist.
That's right.
Okay, so I have been just all about toys these last couple
I've
of
noticed.
Weeks.
I've noticed.
Okay, I love the blush collection. This is what all of these have been a part of, is the blush collection.
Yeah.
I like them because they're pink, but I also like them because they're very functional.
Yeah.
So what I've got here is what's called Just One Touch.
Looks like an earpiece.
And then I've got Full Bloom.
That looks
Full Bloom.
I brought the Vulva Puppet to help me demonstrate how they're used.
That's fine.
No. By the way, literally, folks, she has a puppet that looks like a vulva.
Right.
Well, it looks like a complete vagina, but
no,
so
I know.
Here's the reason. reason I like these toys, because they have a flexible shaft
that is trying to help
with getting to the G spot and the
Our next guest is watching this.
So you're doing that, and now you have a clitoral stimulator,
and then it has a clitoral stimulator,
right?
And it kind of fits right up against
under the hood
body.
There, right against the thing. Okay,
right,
I got it.
And then you've got three vibrating speeds here. Now, if you go a step up from that, you've got what's called the full bloom.
Oh, look at that!
Which, in addition to having the flexible shaft for the internal, it has these little nubbies on the outside that kind of do like what the little little nubbies of the rabbit style. Okay.
So Dr. Zoidberg, imagine that from Futurama.
So I'm going to let you pass this around. How it works is you just, you turn it on by pushing the bottom in, and it starts to vibrate. And then you can rotate through the nine different speeds. Now, here's what's cool. Regularly, the Just One Touch is $30. Right now, it's $20. You can get the full bloom for $30. So basically,
you can kind of like, depending on,
and then the same deal still applies, that if you want the toy cleaner, if you don't have any, then you can get the big bottle for the price of the small, and any toy lube or lube of your choice, 50% off.
You know what I mean, present to right
now? I'm going to order both of those for my Secret Santas at work.
Oh my God, that's perfect. That is perfect.
Wait, John, do you need the vulva puppet to help you with?
No, I do not need any more instruction on how the hell to use this thing.
Well, I'm just asking. Good Lord.
How come one works and one doesn't?
Because one has batteries, the other one doesn't. She just said that.
I wasn't listening to you. The other thing is that the Playmate that I was talking about earlier is regularly $30. It's also on sale for
$20
at this point.
That's awesome. Well, see, here's what I'm thinking
With that one, you also get the cleaner deal, but you also get one of the creamy lubes.
I love creamy lubes.
The creamy lubes, like the whipped lubes, and that they work really well.
Yeah, only a little dab will do you, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Literally.
Absolutely.
Can you do the whip?
Here's what I'm thinking, though. You know what I'm present to?
What's that?
The whip.
Nothing going on.
What are you present to?
I'm present to that you're really contributing to making the holidays happy.
I'm trying to, man.
Happy holidays.
Yes. It's like you're never too old to get toys for Christmas. That's what I think.
Or these put the hoe in holidays. Either way, it's fun.
The weather outside is frightful.
That's what I meant. Did I say ho? I meant
I'm feeling horny. I meant delightful.
And I love the fact that, you know, they're called the blush collection because it like kind of makes you blush.
Christmas
the sex blush that
dildo.
Happens. That's why I think it's so kind of cute. It's got like a little
meaning. But since I've got no place to go, I'll be your ho, be your ho, be your ho. When the sex toy finally said goodnight.
Oh, my God.
I got up my vulva puppet just to be trained.
Please.
The blush collection, kind of sweet.
I'm not going to stop him.
He likes, she likes it because they're the color pink.
I'm going to go to the bathroom right now, actually.
Okay, yeah.
You keep going, John. Don't stop. Don't stop.
I do like
all right,
the fact,
we'll be right
too,
back
that all of the blush collection
we'll be
is
right,
packaged
one more break.
With really
more
good
break.
Information.
One more break. Seriously, I cannot turn it off. It's been on the entire song.
You have no experience at all with these toys.
What do I do?
You just hold
the button on the bottom there for 3 to 5 seconds.
One, two, three. Okay.
Oh, there it goes. What do you know?
I love the fact that he's trying to prove it wrong, and as soon as he gets to three, he's like, oh, wait, there it goes.
Wow, it totally worked.
Yeah.
It totally worked.
All right, so one last toy that I'm going to tell you about. If you're looking for something that's maybe a little different than an egg, maybe the egg is too small for you, or you're thinking you want something you can hold on to a little more, but you don't want something that has to be internal like that, you've got what's called no strings attached. Okay? And no strings attached, it's got three vibrations and four pulsating patterns, and it can be used externally or internally, whatever the mood strikes, and it's the same kind of situation that you just push the little button on the bottom to turn it on, and you hold it in to turn it off. And I think this whole collection, I think, is just awesome. I actually, it's hard for me to keep a lot of these products in stock because they just seem to be so very popular. And I love the fact that the prices, that's my favorite part, is that not only are they already good prices, but I get to offer discounts. I love offering discounts. I have decided it is like my mission in life.
Yes.
Look at me like I'm like very emphatic with the vibrator, man.
Discounts. Discounts. Double discount.
That's
discount,
right.
Double check.
That's right. Well, so the no strings attached is regularly $30, and it's also on sale for $20.
Love it.
And
what is discount double check from? What
State Farm?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Discount double check. You're right.
Yes. That's funny. Yeah. So I definitely would encourage people to either.
Are we still using our code?
Yes. If you use Lick, J-A-K-S, that's how you get the extra stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
On our next guest, you...
No, but it's a code. It's not the...
Lick, J-A-K-S.
It's not an instruction. It's a code.
Stop saying that.
Lick, J-A-K-S.
That's right, John and Pete.
If you would like to get this discount, text Lick, J-A-K-S.
Stop saying that.
No, it's Lick, J-A-K-S.
Stop saying it, Lindsay.
Lick, J-A-K-S gets you a large toy cleaner for the price of a small.
Ooh.
And it gets you any lube of your choice 50% off when you purchase any of the toys that I have featured on the show. And to recap, all of them are at least 15, if not more, dollars off.
Wow. All right. Are we done?
I love that.
All right. Can
Lick,
we move on? Can
J-A-K-S.
Stop it.
That's right.
Stop it.
Lick, J-A-K-S. All right.
We are Did you moving... figure out how to turn the toys off over there?
Yes. I had to handle it.
All right. Fine. Okay. Are we done? We are moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Very excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we come back, our friends are going to be here.
And Mindset Kara is going to be in, as
That's
a matter
right.
of fact.
That's right. So, yep, Kara Jacobson. It'll be very cool from Data Dog Health. And we're going to get into some cool wearable tech. And it may even deal with consciousness transformation.
Oh, yes. And what are you... Hold on, Lindsay's got
to... I realized we were saying Lick, J-A-K-S, but I forgot to tell people where to send that code.
Go ahead.
So, they can either send the code to 314-485-9189, or they can go to facebook.com/sexythoughts and contact me there. Again, it was Lick, J-A-K-S.
I love that.
Wow, you got that in like 20
times. My favorite.
Lick, J-A-K-S?
We'll be,
21.
We'll be right back. John Cain Joe. We have survived yet again. Our sex therapist, Lindsay Walden.
That's
true. Thank you, Lindsay.
I think we do more than survive. You act like it's a life or death thing. It's really not. It's sort of like
you are insufferable most days.
What are you talking
about? Ladies and gentlemen, because we need to move on now.
All right.
Our next guest, Kara Jacobson. I'm going to read the official introduction that Thomas, producer Thomas, gave to me.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So, Kara Jacobson is from Data Dog Health, and they've designed Mindset, a mental performance app that brings awareness to stress events via wearable technology.
That's right.
The app has machine learning features and provides techniques to regulate stress and emotions in the moment and over time.
Oh, it provides techniques. So suggestions in the app on what you can do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
gosh. So the app prompts you saying that you're stressed out.
Yeah.
And then it has a machine learning capability. So over time, it'll learn when you're getting stressed out. It'll be like, oh, hey.
Does it zap you through your wearable and say, hey, pay attention to me?
That would stress you out more if they zapped you.
Well, I'm just saying it would at least pay attention that there's an issue.
Shock therapy is not introduced into the app yet.
But the app does notify you.
That's so 19th century.
And the notification happens like you would get a push notification from any app. It'll notify you in that regard. And so you're on your phone and it's like, oh, you're stressed. And it's like, wow, that's crazy because I'm talking to my ex right now. So that makes sense, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you can, so then it suggests things to reduce your stress.
Right. And so then it says, well, hey, maybe you should do a journaling exercise. We also have meditations recorded on the app. We also have a positive psychology exercise called Good Things, which is just a gratitude exercise.
Is there ever one that says, smack the perpetrator squar in the face? Like, you know, that's pretty therapeutic for some people.
You know, squar, aggression,
squar it, in the face.
We try to steer away from aggression and do healthy emotional.
Kara, do you see what I put up with here on the show?
It's a great
answer. Do you see what I deal
she
with here?
She expects this because people have these type of questions.
Oh, of course.
Inquiring minds want to know.
But what
Kara
I'm
knows
that. Look, we can have an intelligent conversation about meditation. I could talk about how meditation is designed to change the quality of one's consciousness, the experience that one has in reality, right? Mm-hmm. We could talk about that. We could talk about the fact that I've studied Zen for 30 years. Mm-hmm. We could talk about the fact that I almost became a Buddhist monk. But no, you want to sit here and talk about how you want to smack people squar in the face.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but that's
the
what a lot of people want to do.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I mean, that really is a relatable
thing. Side, Kara.
I'm just saying it's a relatable thing. You can't just expect somebody who normally would like to smack someone squar in the face to listen to your 30-year lecture
squar?
On meditation. It's not going to happen. It's just not.
No,
but the app, I think, is a great first start. And it does avoid all things violent, right? You're not saying anything about violence in this app. You're right. All the things that reduce stress is kind of antithesis.
Yeah.
Antithesis of, you know, stress is nonviolence. So
your phone all of a sudden goes beep, beep, beep. Hit them square in the face. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, maybe version 2.0.
Right, exactly.
How about version never?
Punch that ass right in the white squire in the nose. I had to work squire in there again.
All right.
So let's go online so people can find out more information about this app, because this is not just for people in hospitals or healthcare facilities. Anyone can take care of this, right?
Right. So they can go to www.mindsetapp.com.
Mindsetapp.com.
Dash app.
Is it mindset hyphen app?
Oh, mindset-app.com. Got it.
And so, yes, it is for, it's for anyone who wants to just curb their stress, to regulate their emotions, to just better themselves, who want to see a clearer picture of the road ahead.
I was wondering, because you're wearing it on your wrist, much like a watch. Now, if I put it on, is it going to start measuring my biometrics at that point? And so, what do we say? Okay, let's go to a song. Are you going to take? She's taking it off right now. Okay, so I'm going to wear this. And what is this called? What is this called? The actual thing, is it the Fitbit?
So this is a Mio Link.
Mio Link.
So Fitbit actually doesn't do continuous heart rate monitoring.
Oh,
so
okay.
We need continuous heart rate monitoring.
Put this, you couldn't even put
and
it on my wrist.
Actually,
that's producer Thomas. He goes halfway and then stops and walks away.
Wow. Even I didn't berate him like that.
Oh, wow.
Although I could have.
I got it.
Although I totally could have. All right. So, okay. Now I have it on. It's red now. Do I have to press something?
No, it should. It's because
Oh, it's far away from your phone?
It's because I stopped. It's because we took it off my arm and now we put it on.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song. When we come back, we're going to find out. Thomas, you look like you want to say something here. What?
I am going to hit John Squire in the face.
Well, you put the watch halfway on and walked away.
He may need to wear this thing. Well, maybe Thomas will be wearing it when we come back.
When we come back, we'll continue on with Kara Jacobson. Stay with us. It is the John and Cain Show, talking about data dog health and mindset. Back, ladies and gentlemen, during the break, Thomas yelled at me, and then Cain suddenly went from red to blue, and now he's dead. What's happening?
I'm not dead. She showed me the monitor on her phone, the app that is the Mindset app that's tied to this device I'm wearing on my wrist, and it's currently monitoring my heart rate. So right now, it looked spiky at first, but then it went down and flat, and it looked as though I was dead, but I'm not dead. It's sort of, you can zoom in on that, right, and see. You can't? Okay. There it is. So, yeah, there you go. So, I am...
You're doing great.
Am I okay so far?
It's really level. You're not spiking.
Pretty calm.
You're at 75, averaging like 75
beats per minute. Now, pretend you're the IRS and you're calling me right now.
Okay. Cain.
Yes.
We have some bad news about IRS bills.
I hate that. I hate the IRS. They suck. They totally suck. Is it doing anything to the monitor right now? Is it anything happening?
It's going.
I hate the IRS so much.
Well, we're really sorry.
We're monitored by the NSA. Texas. Please don't say things like that.
Here it is December. You know, it's a last chance to get deductions in before the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? I'm stressed out about it.
Okay. So
how's it working out? Like, what's happening on the app?
What's wrong with your deductions?
I don't have any.
The man money launders.
What are you saying? What are you saying? There's nothing true. This goes out to the World Wide Web.
My money is dirty.
What is he? Is it spiking me now?
It did go.
Because John stresses me out. Totally does. He stresses me out so bad.
Laughter, like, decreases your stress, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can recover pretty simply. Because, you know, it's radio. No one's dying around here.
It did go up when we were talking about the IRS.
No one's dying around here. Although it was pretty flatline there for a second. We were questioning whether anyone's dying around here.
Definitely was the highest.
I know how to make it spike.
I bet you do.
Are you ready?
Yeah, no.
Are you ready?
No.
Hey, one of your girlfriends is pregnant.
All right, that's it. Look at it. Is it working? Is it spiking?
It's going up a little bit.
Is it? That's what she said. Isn't that weird? That's what she said. That's exactly what she said.
And then it went.
All right, so.
Damn.
Right, and then it went.
Boom. That's what she said as well.
Data Dog Health has designed Mindset. And, of course, this is a mental performance app. So what this does is it recognizes your physical stress and then helps you mentally control that stress, which is exactly what meditation is. John had pointed to before. And he's done several lectures on it, I'm sure.
Which I really seriously want to talk about. Yeah. So
you want to do that?
No, when we come back, okay. I want to
make sure everyone knows where to get it.
I want you to drive.
All right. So at @mindset_app on Twitter. The website is mindset-app.com. And then on Facebook is facebook.com/datadoghealth. And you can find out the machine learning features. I mean, just it goes beyond the Fitbit stuff. It goes beyond the Nike stuff. It actually will give you suggestions, warnings when necessary. And this is Life Alert coming down on you guys too?
Because
it would seem like the old people of Life Alert are like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
everything but the app. I'm down with everything but the app.
We do the opposite of Life Alert.
Yeah.
We alert you, whereas Life Alert, you
Oh,
alert.
Yeah, that's right.
You push Life Alert.
That's right. And that's why Life Alert's so upset at you. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. So again, mindset-app.com. When we come back, John's going to talk about meditation.
I
won't put anyone to sleep.
I see a connect. No, I see a connect here.
Okay.
All right. Do stay with us. Kara Jacobson, Data Dog Health. We're talking about mindset. It's mindset-app.com. That's mindset-app.com. We'll be right back on The John and Cain Show.
Well down your tool.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Kara Jacobson is joining us.
Yeah, yeah.
She's from Data Dog Health, and we're talking about Mindset, a mental performance app that brings awareness to stress events via wearable technology, which I am now wearing the technology.
That's right. So now what are we looking at? Is John nearly dead?
So John is not doing as hot as you were doing.
Really? Why not? What's the story? Is he a little stressed out?
Yeah, he's averaging 85 beats per minute.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not doing your push-ups every morning, John?
I'm just active. I'm just, you know, whatever.
He's fired up. He's ready to go.
I'm fired up.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to punch somebody square in the face.
It's like, where's Loverboy when you need it?
I don't know.
Turn me loose.
Wow, really?
You're all pumped up.
Really? You're dating yourself,
yeah, see
Jen.
Look it up, kids. Loverboy.
All right, so here's on a very serious note. Cain likes to make fun of me, okay? But seriously,
John likes to do the same thing.
Will you
John
stop?
Descending
will you
is a thing because John's
explain?
Condescending.
Will you let me explain? So
fine.
I am a world incense expert. I lecture internationally on the subject of world incense related to one's quality of consciousness and mind, right? And so things like sandalwood, aloes wood, all these different fragrances that relate to, you know, meditation and putting one's mind at ease. I think it'd be very interesting to use your technology in conjunction with one of my lectures and actually, you know, watch the participants in the room change, you know, as they experience different incenses and your comments.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really, she's yes, I agree with you.
I just think it'd be very interesting. Thomas, you've been to my lectures. You act like you're falling asleep and you love them. You're always like, how come I didn't get invited? So don't do that to me.
He did kind of fall asleep in that last lecture, though. But the incense does calm you.
Yeah, and I definitely think that our app would be able to detect if people were actually being less stressed or not. So you could go and definitely determine the pre-data versus the post-data.
Yeah, exactly. And so also, is there other devices that link up to this app? So for example, if you had a hat that read your EEG levels of your brain waves and stuff, would that app be able to do that?
If you have a fancy enough EEG
headset, I thought you guys did. You guys don't have
connection.
It. You guys don't have anything like that.
No, but I mean, if you have a chest strap, with heart monitor that has Bluetooth capability, then yes. So usually polar chest.
So it's strictly heart rate is what you're measuring, and not even blood pressure or anything other than heart rate. Correct.
So we measure a couple different things, but it's called our secret sauce algorithm.
Okay, so don't tell us any, don't give us any of the secrets.
But yes.
But there are other things besides heart rate that goes into it.
Right.
And some of these sensors have to have those capabilities as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it.
The NSA does monitor the show.
You've said too much.
Not a joke.
You've said too much.
Seriously.
Already. But they do. They honestly do.
They've let us know that, by the way.
Mm.
Like, seriously. Mm.
They replied to a Facebook post. The NSA replied to a Facebook post, honestly, which tells me two things. Number one, they have so much time in their hands. I have no idea what's happening with the NSA. And number two is that they clearly do listen to everything. I mean, why the hell would they land on our show?
Download our app
Right?
Give us some money for that.
That's it, Kara. Work
That's
it.
Right. Kara knows what to do.
See, here's what's funny. See, every government agency out there needs their health and wellness program. Trust me, yeah. I know a lot about this.
Yeah.
So You've I'm saying that they again. Would want this app.
Yeah, and I'm you sure the much. People at the NSA need some emotional intelligence, too.
Yes, they do.
That's right.
Or just intelligence.
That's right. That's right. All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to a break.
All right.
But then we're going to come back, and we're gonna play some games with Kara, right?
Games?
Yeah.
Are you? Did you ask her if she wanted to play games?
I don't care if she... No, she wants to play.
That he doesn't
I know
even
she
care.
Does, right?
He doesn't even
She's
care.
She's game, I can tell, right?
All right.
I mean, come on. She's from Data Dog Health. It's all about mindset. Playing games stimulates one's mind, puts a new mindset in place.
Ooh.
It's all tied together,
I
ladies
see what
and
you're
gentlemen.
Doing.
Okay?
So we're going to play volleyball when we come back, okay?
No, we're not.
Okay.
We'll be right back. John and Kane Show.
I know it's sad. It's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such a great guest in studio, Kara Jacobson of yes. Data Dog Health, talking about the Mindset app, a mental performance app that brings awareness to the stress events in your life via wearable technology. And, you know, we talked about the chest monitor thing in addition to the wrist monitor thing. There's a couple of secret sauce elements to your algorithm that figures out some health concerns that will then decide to send the notification through the app to your phone that says, hey, peeps, you're stressing a bit. Here's some suggestions, right? Mm-hmm. I love this app. It's for the non-thinker. That's what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's for the non-thinker.
Yeah, we do all the thinking for
and
you.
And for the thinker, but for the non-thinker too. Keeping
right.
non-thinkers alive.
So we've learned a lot on the show about your app, right? We learned a lot about you,
yeah.
Kara. And I assert that you've learned a lot of things about us on the show, more than just what you've gotten from your biometric device, okay? So we do this little thing on the show called Learn What We Learn.
Oh, yeah. Learn What We Learn is exactly that. You've spent a short amount of time with the show. Actually, you got to sit in the green room for another guest, actually, mm-hmm. which was cool. So the small amount of time you spent on the show, we'd like for you to express to us and our listeners what it is you might have learned on the show today. Can be anything. Can mean anything at all. John's condescending nature.
Don't try to stack
the
deck in
or the fact
in your
that we
favor.
Created a hashtag John Descending.
Don't do that.
Or the fact that sometimes you hear condescending things from John. Any of those.
So just anything that I've learned?
Anything that you've learned.
At all?
At all. Just share it with us and our audience, and then we'll do the same for you.
Okay. Well, I just think that you all have, I learned that you all have great energy, and then I think that you really bring that to your guests and that they reflect it back to you because of what you bring to them.
Nice. That is very touching. I like
See,
that.
See, she took something positive from this. Unlike you trying to stack the deck to somehow.
I didn't think she would do anything other than what she did. Yeah, no, she's welcome. You should be a permanent part of the show. You don't mind that, do you?
Oh, I mean, the John and Kane plus Kara.
Yeah, John, Kane, and Kara.
I was about to say John and Kane
Kara
plus
show.
Eight.
No, I kind of like that.
Oh, my gosh, that would be so much fun. All right, the next time you come back, we're going to have to do something like that, right? Where we put actual monitor on each guest, and you'll be, like, in the other room with a hidden mic, and we're like, all right.
I'll be like, you're stressing.
Are they too stressed? All right, we're going to calm them down. We'll calm them down. Where's that spray citrus when we need it?
Kane, what did you learn on today's show?
I learned that this app, you know, although some people might think it's similar to other apps that get data, like some of them collect data as you sleep and then give you a report in the morning, and some of them actually tell you how many steps you take and the routes you went on your walk or whatnot, and they're all pointing to different people's importance as far as how they prioritize their health. But this is really nice because A, is incredibly affordable. B, it's for the non-thinker because you just put the app in your phone. It'll notify you if you have some, you know, a stress event, mm-hmm. for example. John, just saying. But the cool thing is that this is so across the board. Anybody with a smartphone that can download apps can do this and be really attentive to their health and really easy to do that. So that's what I learned.
Nice, Kane.
Thank you.
What I learned on today's show is that Kara Jacobson is a great guest. And here's why. Because the commitment of our show is fun, funny, make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And when you look at technology today, there's a lot of technology that doesn't make the world a better place, but there's technology that does. And when you think of things like meditation, when you think of things like mindfulness, when you think about emotional intelligence, you know, 10, 15 years ago, even there was a lot of joke around that. And so, but now people are beginning to see the importance of that and the importance of monitoring oneself and having, you know, staying close to the center, however you want to language that. I like how the Japanese language that, shikaku, which means eye of the hurricane. And if we can all move to that center calm and wield, you know, the chaos around us instead of being in it, we're apt to be a better person. So what Kara has brought today is really the embodiment of our show, which is fun, funny, and make the world a better place. So we invite you to go out, get the Mindset app. It's mindset-app.com. That's mindset-app.com. And get it today and really start to monitor yourself so that you can really focus on that and be a better person. Am I wrong, Kara?
That's right.
No, you're absolutely
correct.
She's
like, I agree with everything, John. And you get a nice, awesome piece of wearable technology.
Yes.
On top
there
of
you
it
go.
All.
There you go.
Gotta love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, Kara Jacobson.
Thank you, Kara. Appreciate it.
All right. Now, stay with us because you're going to take part in our signature close.
That's right.
But we got to wrap up the show.
Yeah.
All right. Want to let everybody know that on tomorrow's show, Jerry Allman will be in, and also Sonia Shin will be in.
Did you say Allman or Ullman?
Allman.
Okay, because Allman, there's a Tracy Allman and there's a Jamie Allman. I wonder if there's any relation to the Allman.
I don't know.
Tracy Allman. I'm going to find
know.
Out. I'm
going to find out. You're off topic.
I'm curious.
You're off topic.
I'm not. I said
thanks very much to Lindsay Walden for being on the show
today.
Thank
you, Lindsay.
Thanks very much to Kara Jacobson again, Data
Thank
Dog
you, Kara.
Health and Mindset.
Thank you.
All right. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
We appreciate that all of you Uber fans get us live Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., IndioRadio.com. We appreciate you less Uber fans who are afraid of getting fired who don't listen to us at work. Get us for the replay at 5 p.m., IndioRadio.com. And then the rest of you who have even less guts, how do they get the show?
Wow, we love you too, Les Guts. Ben, you're so condescending to our listeners. All right, sorry. You can simply find us, podcasted anywhere on demand. You can get us at any time. iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search Indio Radio Podcast. All the John and Kane shows are right there.
All right. Are we good?
I think so.
I mean, like, do we need to promote the PBS piece or anything?
Oh, yeah. How about indioradio.wordpress.com? That's our blog site. We'll see singular explanations of some of the things our guests are doing. And on the top left corner of that website is the Domain Tech Report piece done by PBS on the John and Kane Show and our podcasting efforts. So go and watch and share and enjoy. Pop some popcorn. By the time you're done popping popcorn, the video will be over. But still, pop it first and then watch the video.
Got it. By the way, listeners, Kane is purposely giving lots of space between his words because it's a radio guy. I'm ready to jump in, and he's purposely like making me like do that. I know I'm wrapping up.
I love it.
I wanted to teach them, producer Thomas. Okay.
Thank you, teacher.
The last thing that we'll do, ladies and gentlemen, and Kara, this is for you. The last thing we say on the show is Indio Radio. We do it all together. If you mess it up, you're judged harshly. Are you ready? It is the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, all together,
Indio Radio!
See, she paid attention. She's better than most people.
Okay.
All right.
That wasn't such a harsh judgment from
John
this time.
Nope, not at all. Yeah. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now. Okay, bye-bye. Missing you.
Bye-bye.
Missing you, listeners.
All right,
see you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Condescending.